So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Almana Sha'amra if she loses me base baili. If a widow says that she cannot bear to move from her husband's house, they cannot tell her to move out and be supported there. The Yershin must give her a place to live in the house of their father in the manner she was accustomed to while he was alive. The Gemara explains that her right to live in her husband's house is derived from the clause written in the Ksuba. From here we derive a number of things. She has full use of everything in the house, such as the servants and the items around the house. She's only allowed to continue living there if it's a house with enough room, but not if it's a hut where there is not enough room for both her and the Yusayimim. If the Yusayimim sold the house without her permission, the sale is not valid, because the house was already meshubit to her from when her husband was alive. And the Gemara adds, Mother Almana Shenafal, if the house collapsed, not only don't the Yerushim have to rebuild it, but they can even stop the widow from rebuilding it. And the Mishnah continues, Amra if she loses me base Abba. If a widow says that she cannot bear to move from her father's house, Yechel no Yerushim leimala, im at etzleinu yeshlech mezaynis, vim in at etzleinu einlech mezaynis. The Yerushim can tell her that they will only give her full support if she lives with them. However, if she lives elsewhere, they will give her less support because Birchas Abayis Meruba. There are three explanations for this phrase. The first two are from Rashi. B'nei Adam Sha'ezrin Ze Azeh Mistakrin. More people are collectively more productive by helping each other, and the cost of living is therefore less. Mazal Derabim Adav. More people bring more brachas, therefore her leaving causes them a loss. Taisis says, Ner La'echa, Ner La'meya, fixed expenses remain the same if she stays. The Mishnah concludes, Im hoisa te'enes mipnei shehi yolada v'hein yoladim zanin oisa v'hi b'vesaviyah. If the widow says she doesn't want to stay because, in their situation, it's inappropriate for them to live in one house, they must fully support her in her father's house. The Gemara proceeds to cite a braisa that records Ishkavase de Rebbe, the passing of Rebbe, and begins with the words of Rebbe on his deathbed. Tan Rabbanan, B'shas piti rasa shu Rebbe Omar lebonai anitzar. Rebbe called for his sons and gave them the following instructions. Amalehem, Hizaharu b'chvoid imchem. Be careful in the honor of your mother. The Gemara explains that Rebbe was referring to his wife, who is not their mother. And since a person is only mechuyev to honor his father's wife or mother's husband while his parent is alive, Rebbe had to specifically instruct them to continue to honor her. Rebbe continued to tell his sons, Ner yehei dalek b'mkaimai, shulchan yehei arch b'mkaimai, mitatei mitzas b'mkaimai. Rebbe instructed them to have his house set every Shabbos evening, as it was during his lifetime, because he would come and make kiddush for his family. This practice stopped when it became known to others. The Braisa continues, Amalen lachachmi Yisrael anitzach. Rebbe called for the Chacham and instructed them, Amalehen atisbeduni ba'ayaris. Did not hold the spadim in the towns, but in the city, so that people of the towns would come to the city and the larger crowds would be greater kabaratayr. Rebbe continued, they should only make a spadim for 30 days, because he reasoned that he wasn't greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, who was mourned for 30 days. The Gemara relates that Tlasin Yoimin Saftin B'Yimam of Alelia. For 30 days they made a spadim by day and by night, and for 12 months they made a spadim either by day or by night, and the rest of the time the people studied Torah. And Rebbe continued, Shimon B'ni Chacham, Gamliel B'ni Nasi. The Gemara explains that Rebbe was saying that even though his younger son Reb Shimon was the greater Chacham, nevertheless his older son Reb Gamliel should be Nasi because of his greater Yiras Chet. Rebbe added, Chanina Bar Chama Yeshe Bereish. Reb Chanina Bar Chama should be the Rosh Hashiva. However, ultimately, Lekibel Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina Bar Chama did not take the position of Rosh Hashiva because he felt that Reb Afis, who was 2.5 years older than him, should be the Rosh Hashiva. The Gemara explains that even though Reb Chi was still alive, nevertheless, Rebbe did not appoint him to be Rosh Hashiva, because Reb Chiya asik b'mitzvah sava. Reb Chiya was constantly occupied with mitzvahs, and Rebbe felt that being Rosh Hashiva would not allow him to continue. The Gemara recounts how Reb Chiya himself would go through the entire process of preparing parchment to write the Chumash Chumash Torah. He would go to places where there were no teachers and give each child one Chumash, teach each child one of the Shisha Siddur Mishnah Bahart, and then tell them to teach each other what they had learned. Regarding the above, Rebbe expressed himself, Kama gedolim ma'asechia. The Braisa continues, Amar lehen lebni katna nitzarach. Nichnas Reb Shimon etzlai. Masulai sidrei chachma. Rebbe taught his son Reb Shimon, who was the greater chacham, Maisa voracious u'maisa merkava. Amar lehen lebni gadla nitzarach. Nichnas Reb Gamliel etzlai. U'masulai sidrei nesias. Amaloi bini nohog nesiuscha beramim. Rebbe taught his son Reb Gamliel, who was to become the nasi, that he should not lower himself in any way in front of other people. The Gemara explains, Habefahesya. This applies only in public, even in front of a Talmid Chacham. Habitzina, but in private, he is allowed to show honor and respect to a Talmid Chacham and need not worry about lowering himself. As we find that when Yerushalayim Melech Yehuda would see a Talmid Chacham in private, Hayayimin Bekisai, Umachabkoi, Umanashkoi, Bekorloi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari.